104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, and Ed Lover has a problem. I have an 18-year-old daughter named Summer. She's getting ready to turn 19, and I want to know how to talk to her about her virginity. Now, I spoke to her one time about her virginity early in the year, and she was like, "No, Dad, I'm still a virgin. Don't worry about it." But it's come up again, and I'm going to tell you why. My daughter Jasmine, who's 23 going on 24, found this little cartoon that this guy had did about the different ways that zodiac signs deal with sex or sexual activity during sex. Like an Aquarian to be like, "Yeah, this is some really good sex right here. Okay, you can leave now. Oh, do you want me to stay? No, I'm good. Go home." And different zodiac signs. So when my daughter posted it, when Jasmine posted it, the first person that liked it was Summer, and that threw me for a loop because I'm thinking, how do you know if you're a virgin? So I'm thinking maybe she lied to me about being a virgin. I don't know how to approach it. Let me talk to Rochelle from Southside. Rochelle, help me out here. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Ed?
I'm my mind is blown today.
Don't let it be blown. First,
what do you think?
What do you think I should do? First, what you need to do is pray and give it to God, and He'll
That's
lead,
absolute.
Guide you, and direct you. But also, just talk to her. And let them know, you know, be honest with your dad. Is this what's going on? You know, pray first and then talk to her. And I guarantee you God will lead you and guide you. And she'll probably even come clean and talk to you, seeing how it is you're not coming to her harsh and upset. And you're just talking from father to daughter.
For me, Rochelle is all about protecting her well-being mentally as well as physically. And making sure that she's ready, and when she decides to give her body to somebody, to give her body to you know, not to have any regrets about it. That's what I'm really worried about. That she would live with a regret, that she'll think she's in love with somebody that doesn't return the love to her, and then she's living with all of these regrets. So I would rather her let me know that she's sexually active, so A, we can make sure that she's protected and safe, and that she's mentally prepared for it.
And you're absolutely right, because I got one. She's hundreds of miles away. In order to get to her, it's 13 hours. She's mm-hmm. in Alabama, her first year of college, and
right.
she's doing excellent. But, you know, I just stay prayed up and give it to God. And before she left, she was going to church and everything, and she got down there. She done found a church home. So, you know, give it to God. Like I told her, I say, you know, once you leave, I'm still here to help you. But anytime something's going on, call on God, because He's the only one that can help you out of the situation.
You're
Mom
absolutely
is not around
right.
the corner anymore.
That's right. You're so absolutely
and,
right.
And she talks more to me now than she did when she was home. And I'm like, wow, that's good. And she comes, "Ma, I got a boyfriend, you know." I'm like, "Really? What's his name? How is he? Let me talk to him. What's his mom's name? Where they come from, you know?" And I'm like, wow. Here,
yeah.
I couldn't even get her to tell me when she was going to school if she liked the boy or a boy liked her.
Wow.
But she's doing
well,
good
advice.
You know?
Thank you, Rochelle. Thank you so much for that advice. I really appreciate it. Y'all keep the calls coming. 312-729-1043. Give me some advice on how to approach my daughter about her virginity. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Good morning, Chicago.